This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right. So, AI scams. This is tough stuff. So, Florida Man says his wife wants a divorce because he lost $45,000 on an AI-generated Elon Musk car scam. 69 years old, he posted in a Facebook group that advertised Elon Musk car giveaways. I'm just going to say that probably Elon Musk is not going to give you a car on Facebook, a competing platform. Not going to happen. He's from Orlando, and now his wife wants to get a divorce because she's so mad over the scam. It's kind of sad. He got a message saying that he congratulated him on winning the new car and $100,000. And then he got another message on WhatsApp that he thought was a video message from Elon Musk. And it was an AI-generated image. And it said, by the way, here's how the article says, an AI-generated deepfake. Shut up. It's just AI video. It says, my good friend, Mr. George, I just want you to listen to what I'm telling you. I promise you're going to receive your package. He had to pay $7,500 in cash for the car shipping, which he sent. And then he had to make a $10,000 investment and was promised a $120,000 return. That is, I mean, honestly, what the hell, my dude? Why? Are you ridiculous? What in the world, Kane? Come on.
Look, not all old people are innocent, and not all of them are.
It's not the time for you to be hating all old people right
now. It's not, not hate. I'm just trying to explain. When you get up in years, it's easier to be fooled.
So, no, okay. This morning, I watched a video of a woman who had this dog bed that she put out on her porch because her dog had passed away and she was getting rid of the dog bed. And then she woke up in the morning and there was a fox sitting in it. And then she opened the door and the fox, I swear this is going to have an end. And the fox came in the house and she was like, oh, God sent me this angel, blah, blah, blah. And I was watching it and I watched as part of the fox went through a wall. And I'm like, this is fake. This is a fake video. None of this is real. I mean, it looked weird from the onset, but it was like a car wreck. I had to keep watching, you know?
It's getting better. AI is getting better. It is. You doubting it is going to have you miss it when it actually is like, wow, that doesn't look like AI at all. And it turns out to be.
I mean, one of the images of the guy that they were trying to discredit in the Bondi Beach thing and saying that he wasn't actually shot was an AI image of a guy that had like seven fingers on one hand. And I'm looking at this like, how is anybody fooled thinking that this guy's an actor? It's literally an AI image that, and it was an AI image of like him getting like a theater makeup or something on scene. And people were, I don't know, it was weird. Anyway, so we've got that. Some of these are. We also have, father and son dramatically rescued from deep and alligator-infested Everglades wide. So I have a friend who likes to go mudding, and they take out their rigs, and they go out into the swamps in Florida. That's one thing I'm not going to do. I ain't going to take nothing and no water in Florida. Not going to happen. They had to call 911, and then they had their ATVs. They got stuck in the mud and ran out of gas, and they had to be rescued in gator country. And then it started getting nighttime. I don't want to talk about the dog, Kane.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And we're out of time, luckily, for you. We're getting there.
Because this is going to make me go John Wick.
I know.
Totally go John Wick. Wait, let me find, because he attacked a police dog. This Florida man attacked a police dog. They deployed a canine named Vader. Thankfully, Vader was okay, but the guy tried choking him. Oh my gosh, I would string this guy up from my roof and literally use him as a target, a shooting target. There's no way. No way. Oh my gosh. I had to immediately scroll to make sure the dog was okay. Really selfless acts. I think it's important to be able to have those moments that you can focus on. So we're going to talk about the heroism. Two amazing stories that you have not heard about. The folks who helped make the program possible. It is our friends over at Preborn. We're coming up on Christmas. Let me just tell you about Preborn. These are folks who really are just devout. I love the folks who run Preborn. And they've been saving about 500,000 babies since 2007. That is not an exaggeration. You heard me say that right. It has been a lot. And everyone, a precious life with a future, a purpose, and a story. This is an entire generation of people they are saving. They don't get taxpayer dollars like these NGOs you hear about. This is all done privately. Your donation makes it possible. They meet these women where they are while these women are being pummeled by messages from society that they can't bring these babies, they can't raise them, they just need to have an abortion. Preborn introduces them with a free ultrasound. These women hear their baby's heartbeat. Studies show the chances for baby's life to continue living double. $28 is all that ultrasound costs. Imagine you spend $28 this Christmas and you save a life. I mean, what treasure you're storing up for yourself in heaven. But you think bigger. What about, you know, $100, $150, $700 reaches women online and also helps them make appointments at preborn clinics and gets them seen. You could even do a super powerful year-end dedication or tax shelter opportunity. $15,000 purchases one ultrasound machine. And this year, because of a matching grant, your gift is doubled. So these clinics get two life-saving machines. Think of the thousands of babies you're saving. And every machine serves thousands of mothers and babies. This Christmas, join them in standing for life. Support the mission of Preborn. And because of that special matching grant, your gift is instantly doubled. Donate securely. Dial #250. Say the word baby. Visit preborn.com/Dana. Every gift is tax deductible and impacts eternity. Dial #250. Say the word baby. Make your life-saving donation today.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait, what about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's Giving Gifts! A series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guide for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
It's giving
gifts.
Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
Going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. Why do you guys think you win so many cases?
The insurance companies and other companies that we go against know that we're going to take it to the end, that we believe in the case. So we fight for every dollar and we're not afraid to go that extra mile for our clients.
Are insurance companies like actually afraid of you guys?
We don't bluff. We take it to trial, and we are not strangers of getting very, very, very large verdicts.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing #law. That's #529 from your cell phone. And our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Yeah. So, Dawn, she very wise. The premise of her question is that people that I guess
I know
justified his death.
I don't know anyone who justified his death.
The person that I heard that justified his death was him. He's the one that said on tape that if school kids die, but it means he gets to have a Second Amendment, then that's what it's going to be.
First off, learn how to ask a question without it looks as it sounds as bad as your interior design looks. So that's the woman whose face looks like a prolapsed anus. What's her face? Jenny Welch? I don't know. Don't ask me to be nice because I've lived to bully bitches like this. This woman, I'm not apologizing for my language at all. Just praise the heavens that I'm not harsher, as harsh as I could be. This is the nicer me. So she's will not stop talking about, Second Amendment and Charlie Kirk. He's saying that because somehow he supported the Second Amendment, that means he supports indiscriminate killing, right? It's wino logic. I mean, that's the logic. That sounds exactly like something a drunk woman overserved at the Brio bar would say when she's trying to impress people who want nothing to do with her, with her perception of her, the grasp she thinks she has on the issues, right? I mean, look, just keep your opinions to the Brio bar where they belong, girl, because nobody else cares. We're also tired of hearing you try to do this. It has nothing to do, this idea that because he's supporting the Second Amendment means that somehow justifies how he dies. And that's what she's arguing in this audio, that his death was justified because he supported the Second Amendment. That only makes sense if the Second Amendment wasn't about defense against tyranny, and it was about just indiscriminate killing based upon partisan zealotry. But it's not. That's just stupid. That's just, why even say something completely dumb like that? I don't get it. I don't know why I think the left is desperately trying to find somebody that they can make into the Joe Rogan that they want on the right, except, you know, Joe Rogan was on the left. He's still kind of on the left. He's not on the right. He's just kind of in the middle, and he likes hunting, you know, that's it. But I feel like they're trying so hard to find who that could be, who that is. You know, notice how they keep hopping around to different podcasters. But can I just say something? Like, I just, you know, if you're, are we so devoid of original analysis in politics that you have to go scrape the bottom of the barrel and look for target level interior designers? Like, can I just be mean for a moment? I went because I had no idea who this broad was. I don't know. She's like 60 something years old. I have no idea who she is. And I just kept seeing her face, like, you know, pop up on my mentions or on my timeline on X. I'm like, ugh. So I went and looked. It was like, interior designer. Well, what do you mean? It looks horrible. Everything looks like she sourced it out of that one line at Target. You know what line I'm talking about? That has the fake coral on the acrylic base. That's like her whole thing. It's dated. It's gimmicky. It's soulless. And it's exactly like what I would imagine a bored single Brio wino would be, how she would decorate her house. You know, I mean, it looks just like it. I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest. And if it happens to strike someone as being mean, then so be it. But it's honest. So I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, why even get into this? You know, Kane, I almost gave the example. Kane,
don't do it.
It really needs to be made, though. I'll put it like this. I don't need some Target nursing home interior designer talking to us about the Second Amendment. I don't go to the whorehouse and tell you how to do your job. So you don't come into the Second Amendment arena and sit here and lecture about 2A law to all of us. You're welcome.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay. See, I did well. I didn't take it to the level that it should be taken to.
You walked right up there, though.
If there's one thing that will immediately get my attention is when I just see somebody being mean for meanness' sake, and I'm like, oh, somebody needs to get knocked down a peg. I have a particular set of skills. I mean, I can't park regularly in a parking spot. I can parallel park. You know, I can't wrap a present to save my life. But I do have that skill set. I can't. All of you people who can, you are Martians. My husband is one of those that has to measure it all out. I'm like, why do you? It's why? It gets torn up. You tear it. Are you one of those that does do things like that, Kane?
Yeah. I mean, a little.
One of my girlfriends wraps these like crazy big bows on all of her presents, and I'm like, I just want cute wrapping paper, and then I will literally use a Sharpie and write your name on it. At some point, the attention to detail seems like way too much effort for something that gets shredded in the living room floor. Like,
that.
What?
I get that.
If you were never to unwrap it, then I would say, oh yeah, definitely go to that degree. But it gets torn up. No one appreciates it except for maybe like a second. I don't know. Don't disagree with me, because then, you know, I don't want you to be wrong too. I don't want you to be wrong. The folks who won't make the program possible. It is the people over at Burner Gun. I'm always going to tell you to carry, because I carry. You know, I don't believe in fake guns, starter guns. I don't believe in any stupid nonsense like that. I believe that if someone's going to threaten your life, you need to be able to defend yourself. So I have zero problem throwing lead, zero problem using lethal force, and I train accordingly. I also understand, too, what if you're a college kid and you live alone? And you live in a college town and you got to walk to campus? Or what if you have to go into, like, say, an office building from a parking garage and it's all gun-free zones? I know these places, they exist, but you got to do it because it's your job. How are you going to protect yourself if it's a gun-free zone and they don't provide any kind of security because they're idiots? Well, this is where Burner Gun comes in. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And unlike, you know, tasers or stun guns that have one or two shots, this is a 15-shot cartridge. They need to put that in the talking points because that's a selling point, I think. 15-shot cartridge. And these chemical irritant projectiles, you can get all different types. The CL is the compact launcher. That's the smallest one that's like similar to the size of a phone, but there's no recoil. There's no, you know, you don't have to, it's easy target reacquisition. It's effective. But here's the big thing. No, it didn't care about gun-free zones. There's no permits. It's not a gun. See, no gun-free zones, no permits, no background checks, no waiting periods. You order it online and it sends right to the house. And it's made right here in the US of A. It's the Byrna CL. That's the one you need to look at. BYRNA.com/Dana. It's the Byrna CL. Always make sure that you have an ability to defend yourself. Byrna.com/Dana. Ready when you are.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait, what about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's Giving Gifts! A series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guide for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
It's giving gifts! Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, Big Tobacco playbook. You know the playbook that they did to go after cigarettes? And then gun control, you took it, modified it to try to recreate it to go after guns. Now they're going to do it to go after junk food. So it's interesting because they said that they're going after Oreos. So last night before my, because I do intermittent fasting, I haven't had an Oreo in years. I've not had anything that I have not made myself, or I don't really eat sweets. So I had my first Oreo in probably about 4 years, 5 years maybe. I about died. I couldn't even eat the whole thing. I was like, what is this garbage?
It'll make them like they used to.
Well, wait, is it because they change the way they make them, or because I eat so strictly?
I think it's both, but that probably it more changes. About you eating strictly.
Oh my gosh, it was crazy. I was just like, how do kids eat these? This is horrible. Anyway, so the whole thing the Atlantic has that they're going after, they're actually using that, you know, when they went after Joe Camel and all of that, they're using that playbook to go after junk food. Just leave everybody alone. Leave them alone. If they want to eat that nastiness, which they shouldn't, just, ugh. Suspected looters are using kayaks to rob homes impacted by flooding in Washington, say police. That's one thing I've never seen before. They said that the historic floods up there in Washington, state of Washington, Snohomish County Sheriff's Office said that criminals are seizing up on the chaos. They're carrying out raids and they're kayaking around and robbing homes. That's awful. That is awful. They said we'll find and arrest you if we catch you. Yeah, if they get caught, that's the thing. Like, you know, if they get caught, are they going to get caught? I mean, that's, you know, I don't know. $1 million question. Let's see. The cluster of 30 earthquakes hits Northern California a day after the Sonoma 4.0 quake. 30 little rumblings. It's all super centralized up there. It's, you know, like northeastern California. According to San Francisco Gate, they said it's the latest little bit of seismic clusters in the area. Little 30 minor ones. 7 quakes rattled the day before, including that 4.0 quake. The recent uptick, says the U.S. Geological Survey, is not unusual. Is it not? That seems kind of unusual. That means maybe there's a kaiju getting ready to pop out of the Pacific. I don't know, maybe. And an engine falls on a United flight, sparks a brush fire near the runway, and no one was injured, thankfully. Speaking of dumb blondes, fake ones, what's her name? Amanda Seyfried? How do you say her last name?
I thought it was Seyfried.
Karen from Mean Girls.
Right.
Why are you white? If you're from Africa, why are you white? Karen, you just don't ask people why they're white. You don't remember that from Mean Girls? Can't believe I do. She said while she was promoting some movie that she did, she told Variety that, quote, socialism is a gorgeous idea. And then she added, most people don't understand what the word socialism actually means. That's what she said. For me, it's taking care of each other. And if I have more money, I can spend more money on other people. Oh, wow. She is so dumb. First off, why do you have to have socialism to do that? Why can't you just do it yourself? I don't think she knows what socialism means. Socialism isn't just, well, if I personally want to spend more of my money on someone, I can. That's called freedom. And you can choose to do that if you want to. It's socialist when you decide that your economic choices are going to be our economic choices and we all have to support the same thing that you're supporting. That's where there is no freedom. And there has not been a successful society on God's green earth in the history of humankind that has successfully implemented socialism ever without exception. Nada, zilch, zip, none, nothing. So I really don't think that she quite understands private property doesn't exist. You know, in the Soviet Union, when you had the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, USSR, they had 20 million people that were died. They died in executions, famines. They forced them to work in gulags. Private property was a non-existent thing. You know, and after World War II, when you had East Germany and West Germany, East Germany was set up to be like a socialist haven like this. And it was under the construct of the USSR. It was a very repressive police state. They had the Stasi that would go out and mess with people and surveil people. And it was basically government-sanctioned terror network. Look at Cuba. The story we have, let me pull this up. We're just talking about Cuba's cane, their health system. They are going through it right now. They've sunk into a health crisis amid medicine shortages and misdiagnoses. It's very bad. They said that they're a country of sick people who have no idea what they're suffering from. Victims wait forever just to even get seen, if they even get seen at all. And it is a crisis. They're having a health crisis because socialist healthcare. Or what about in Canada? What was I reading about? They were just going, I read this story. I'm going to pull this link up because someone was talking about how they were trying to get healthcare. They were trying to get seen in Canada and they ended up having to wait for forever. There was a woman who is, I'm going to pull this up. I got to search in my bookmarks. She's was euthanizing herself. She was going to euthanize herself because she could not live with the pain of her ailment, and because it was taking the system so long that people actually were choosing euthanization. And that's, by the way, that's how you cut costs under socialized healthcare. That's how all of that was actually enshrined in Obamacare. Obamacare is the beginning stages of pushing everyone on socialist single payer healthcare. And remember, they were going to have a medical board that determined whether or not the care that you needed was going to be cost efficient. In fact, Canada, in order for them to be successful, they will have to euthanize millions of people. So if you have, it's their MAID service. But if that sounds familiar, it's because Hitler did it before. The Medical Assistance in Dying, it is their legal program that allows eligible adults with grievous medical conditions to euthanize themselves. And they had a story of a woman who was going to euthanize herself because she just could not get the care that she needed. And it was taking her forever. She had serious pain. The pain was growing every day. And by the way, they already were looking at 1 in 25, and it's growing, apparently. I mean, their deaths from their euthanization program is increasing. This is like Soylent Green. This is horrific. So this is that's what she's talking about. That's what Amanda Seyfried is talking about, is when she's celebrating socialism, this is all socialist. This is all socialism. Why, if it's such a great, gorgeous idea, why do so many people kill themselves trying to leave socialist nations, coming to the United States or going anywhere else but their socialist hellhole? Why do people do that? That's just so dumb. Why do we just have a plague of socialist white women that are making everything horrible? Stop it. Good night. They're like one and the same.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from the International Rescue Committee. The IRC has been providing humanitarian aid for more than 90 years. The International Rescue Committee helps refugees whose lives are disrupted by conflict and disaster, supporting recovery efforts in places like Gaza and Ukraine, and responding within 72 hours of crisis. Donate today by visiting rescue.org/rebuild. That's rescue.org/rebuild to learn more and donate today.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple, your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.